在创世纪里头介绍了神起初创造人的一个简单的过程。
In Genesis, it recorded about how the process of how God had created the human race.
说起初神是照着他的形象跟样式来造人。
So it's recorded that in the beginning, God created man, in His likeness and image.
所以在这宇宙当中啊，人类有着那个聪明智慧来管理周遭的一切。
Therefore, in this universe, human beings has the wisdom and the knowledge to take care of all of the things in this world.
更重要的，人里头有神的性情。
And what's more important is that human beings has the nature of God.
这一位宇宙的主宰啊，他是一位真实的神。
And this God of the universe, He is a real God.
这一位天父真神，他是充满着良善。
And this Lord, God of the universe, our Father, He is full of goodness.
这一位神啊，他是最美丽的神。
And this God is the most beautiful God.
所以这些特性其实是隐藏在我们每一个人的里头。
So all these natures and characteristics are really inherited within every one of us.
所以在正常的情形之下，我们每一个人也都在这样来追求。
Therefore, in a normal circumstance, all of us we are pursuing also in that direction.
我们都希望成为一个很实在、很真实的人。
Because all of us wants to be a very true and real person.
我们都努力的来让我们所说的话、我们所做的事情都是很善良的。
And we strive very hard in all that we say and all that we do to do good.
我们也都在追求着那个美好、美丽。
And all of us, we are all pursuing after beauty.
而人也有那种潜能来或多或少的达到这样的目标。
And all of us has the innate ability to somehow obtain all these goals.
今天主耶稣拣选我们啊，让我们被称义。
Today, Lord Jesus Christ has chosen us. He called us and justified us.
那这个称义所带来的果效啊，就是要让人更能够来达到这个真实、善良、美丽。
And so the effectiveness of being justified is so that we may obtain truthfulness and beauty.
这个是人里头的潜啊，这个隐藏在人里头的这个潜能啊，是可以达到的。
And so these are all of the hidden nature within us, and it is something that we are able to obtain.
因为起初神是照着他的形象样式来造人。
Because in the beginning, God created all of us in His image and likeness.
我们请先一起来看圣经哥林多前书第六章。
We turn to the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章十一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11.
你们中间也有人从前是这样，但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵，已经洗净、成圣、称义了。
And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of our God.
那因为罪的原因啊，所以人就在生活当中失去了真实善良。
Because of sin, we in our lives begin to lack goodness and beauty.
真实跟善良。
Truthfulness and goodness.
那没有了真实，没有了善良，也就没有了美丽。
Without truthfulness, without goodness, then there will be no beauty.
所以十一节一开始说，你们中间也有人从前是这个样子。
Therefore, in verse 11 tells us that some of you were like this.
就是没有真实，没有善良。
That is no truth and no goodness.
主耶稣拣选了我们啊，让我们有一个 新的开始，新的生命。
And Lord Jesus Christ has chosen us to give us a new life, a new beginning.
啊，从一个罪人的身份啊，来成为一个义人的身份。
啊，from the status of a sinner, we have become justified as a righteous person.
啊，那这一个过程啊，就是经过了一个称义的一个过程。
And this process is the process of justification.
啊，这里说到是奉主耶稣基督的名。
This is tells us it is in the name of the Lord Jesus.
啊，这在讲一件很重要的事情啊，就是奉主耶稣的名来施洗。
It is to tell us something quite important, that is, we have to be baptized in the name of Lord Jesus.
啊，接下来说是借着我们神的灵。
And further, it is by the Spirit of our God.
啊，我们知道这个洗礼之所以有那个奥秘性，有那个功效啊，是因为圣灵的运行，圣灵的见证。
And we know that there's effectiveness in the water baptism. It is by the testimony of the Holy Spirit and by the movement of the Holy Spirit.
那所得到的果效就是让我们洗净、成圣、称义。
And the effectiveness is that we may be washed, sanctified, and become justified.
啊，因为这个洗礼的当中有主耶稣宝血的功效。
Because in the process of the water baptism, there is the effectiveness.Of the blood of Christ.
啊，所以让我们在神的面前，我们拥有一个被称义的身份。
Therefore, in the presence of God, we have the status of being justified.
啊，今天在很多的时候，啊，人家要啊这个知道你的这个身份。
And today, many times people want to find out about our background or status.
看你有没有符合这个标准。
To see whether we measure up to a certain standard.
啊，所以你才是属于这个团体或者是这个范围。
So that they can determine that we would belong to a organization or a certain boundary of standard.
啊，今天神称我们为义啊，神认为我们。能够归属于他。
Therefore, today, God calls us justified because he believes that we belong to him.
哦，这么伟大的神，这么伟大的神的国度，我们有什么资格来属于他呢？
Such a great God and such a great kingdom of God, what kind of criteria can we say that we belong to God?
我们只能够说是因为神的恩惠。
All we can say is it is due to the grace of God.
啊，他将这个救恩给我们啊，让我们拥有了这个称义的身份。
That he has given us this salvation so that we have the status of being justified.
那不但是这个身份的改变啊，其实啊，也是一个真正的。那个生命的改变。
And not only it is a transformation of our status, it should be also a transformation of our life.
那生命的改变，它就会带来这个生命的形态、样式的改变。
If we have transformed our lives, the patterns or the works in our lives will also change.
那这个是一个过程。
But this is a process.
就好像一个小孩他出生了，他有了这个生命，然后他有一个成长的过程。
Just like the children, they are born, they have life, and yet they need to go through this process of growth.
那我们信仰也是一个很好、很重要的过程。
And the life of our faith is also a process.
让我们不但能够有称义的身份，慢慢的更拥有。这个称义的实质行为，这个义的实质跟行为。
And so not only we have justified in terms of our status, we also have the essence and the practical manner of being justified.
哦，所以我们生活的形态是会渐渐的改变。
Therefore, the pattern of our life will really indeed change.
哦，是那种拥有一个更美好的人生。
We will obtain a more beautiful life.
因为在生活里头充满着很多的真实跟良善。
For in our lives, we can find many truthfulness and goodness.
那对将来我们充满着 这个有盼望的人生。
And at the same time, we have this living hope of the everlasting life.
那我们从罗马书第五章，我们来看这个称义所要带给我们的果效。
Therefore, from the book of Romans, chapter 5, we want to study the effectiveness of being justified.
请看罗马书第五章第一节。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse
1. 第一节，我们既因信称义，就借着我们主耶稣基督与神相合。
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个因信称义的这一个过程，就是我们一开始所念《哥林多前书》六章十一节所写的。
And so this process of justified by faith was recorded in First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11, what we have just read.
那说这样子，我们就跟神相合。
If this is the case, then we will have peace with God.
啊，所以称义所带来的第一个果效就是和平。
So the first effectiveness that is brought forth by being justified is to have peace.
过去我们对神不认识。
And before we do not know God.
在不认识的当中我们很容易的会冒犯神或者对神有误解。
And when we don't know God, many times we will sin against God and we will do things that make God angry.
不认识就会造成这个分开隔绝。
Since we don't know Him, it will cause division and separation.
不认识就容易造成这种怀疑甚至敌对。
And when we don't know someone, we will become opposite of Him, we will begin to have the doubt on Him.
这样的事实也时常存在我们人与人之间。
And these kind of reality also exists between us and other people.
当我们真正的认识了一个人之后
，And after we truly know a person,
有时候我们就会向对方这个道歉。
Sometimes we'll apologize to the other party.
我们会说过去因为实在不认识你所以我常常这个对你有怀疑、戒心甚至呢这个敌对你。
Before I don't know you, therefore I doubted you. I also often oppose you.
所以在我们不认识主耶稣之前呢，我们常常跟主耶稣是隔开的甚至呢是以他为敌的。
And so many times before, when we don't know the Lord, we are separated from God, and we sometimes stand against God.
所以我们是以神隔绝，以神为敌。
So we are separated from God. We are enemies with God.
今天借着主耶稣让我们跟神和平了。
And today, through Lord Jesus Christ, we have made peace with God.
因为借着主耶稣我们更容易的来认识神。
Because through Lord Jesus Christ, we are able to know God even more.
借着主耶稣，他代替了我们的过犯，我们的罪。
And through Lord Jesus Christ, that He carried and take away all of our sins and mistakes.
他代替我们来受了刑罚。
And that He has suffered the consequences on our behalf.
让我们在神的面前不再是一个罪人。
So that when we stand before God, we are no longer counted as sinners.
所以当我们接受主耶稣基督，我们也就接受了这个称义的这个恩惠。
Therefore, as we accept Lord Jesus Christ, we also receive this grace of justification.
所以这是神的恩典，而借着我们的这个信心相信。
And so this is the grace of God. It is accepted through our belief and faith.
但是人的所谓相信常常是不完全的。
However, the human belief often are quite incomplete.
我们生活当中其实充满着很多的我相信但是我不接受。
Many times in our life we say we believe but yet we don't accept.
最简单的一个例子今天的这个医学常识都让人知道说这个抽烟有害于自己。 甚至也会伤害周遭的人。
And a simple example is that according to the medical knowledge, we know as you smoke, you will hurt yourself as well as the people who are next to you.
这个很多的数据是摆在人的眼前。
There are many statistics that are really available in front of us.
但是人相信这个事实。
And we also believe in this reality.
但是在现实的生活当中，还是有那么多的人。还是在抽烟。
However, many people in their lives, they continue to smoke.
所以很多这样的例子在我们的生活里头。
Therefore, we can find many examples like this in our lives.
那对信仰的这一个层面，常常也是这样子。
And this is also the same in terms of our life of faith.
我们相信耶稣基督的救恩，但是不等于我们去领受了这个救恩。
We believe in the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ.But that does not equal that we have accepted this salvation of Jesus Christ.
称义带给我们第一个果效就是和平。
And just to be justified, the first effectiveness is to give us peace.
跟神之间有了和平，也就带来人内心里头的和平的平安。
If we have peace with God, it will also give us peace in our heart.
因为这位伟大的神，他成为我们。他就成为我们的依靠。
Because this great God has become our reliance.
我们可以有他的同在而来信靠他。
We can enjoy his abidance. In that, then we begin to trust him.
所以对很多的遭遇，我们不再是丧胆或者灰心。
Therefore, as we are met with many different experience in life, we are no longer disappointed or sad.
那甚至常常能够心中有平安的来度过很多的困难跟险境。
And yet, we will have peace in our heart, to go through many difficult times.
就好像圣经里头所记载的许许多多的这些古圣徒。
Just like the Bible has mentioned many of the ancient saints.
这个不是只是写在圣经上面的故事，而是我们今天也能够同样去体验的。
This is not merely stories written in the Bible. It is also something we can experience today.
因为神是不改变的神。
Because God is a God who does not change.
昨天有的恩典，今天仍然可以有。
The blessings and grace that existed yesterday, today, we can still experience them.
昨天他是过去的人的依靠，他今天仍然成为我们今天的人的依靠。
And yesterday he was the God that people who trusted. Today, he can also be the God who we trust.
就像保罗，他很清楚的知道他即将要被处决。
Just as Paul, he knew that he was about to beheaded.
但是他心中是很平安的，对他的将来，他是不但有盼望，而且有把握。
But in his heart, he is quite peaceful. Not only he has believed that he will be safe now, he will also be safe in the future.
他那个是有把握的盼望。
He has a assurance of his hope.
我们常常很多时候我们是我希望如此，但是没有把握。
Many times we like to say we hope that this will happen, but there is no assurance.
但是保罗对他那个最重要的那个将来，他是有把握的。
But Paul, toward his very important future, he is assured.
他说有公义的冠冕为我存留。
He said there is the crown of righteousness there for me.
因为他跟神已经是和平了。
Because he has peace with God.
所以他心中有平安。
Therefore, he has peace in his heart.
这一种和平也带来了人与人之间的这个和睦。
And this peace will also bring about harmony between men and men.
请看以弗所书第二章十八节。
Turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18.
以弗所书二章十八节。
Book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18.
十八节，因为我们两下借着他被一个灵所感，得以进到天父的面前。
For through him we both have access by one spirit to the Father.
十四节。
And let's read verse 14.
因他使我们和睦， 将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
And for himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation.
我们知道，在现实的生活当中啊，有时候这个种族跟种族之间呢，它有一个很深根蒂固、没有办法去化解的这个啊，这个仇恨啊，或者结。
And we know sometimes in our human lives, between race and race, they will have this very deep divide, or hatred that cannot be resolved.
在历史的当中，这些犹太人跟他周遭的这些所谓他们所谓的外邦人，就是存在着这种这么深的没有办法打开的结。
And in as we know, the people of Israel, the Israelites, with the Gentiles recorded in the Bible, the surrounding people, they have this kind of knot that could not be resolved.
这样的一个很负面的现象，就是到今天它还是存在的。
And this kind of negative relationship still exists today.
啊，但是在保罗的那一个时代里，在一个时期里头啊，却有很多的犹太人、外邦人啊，他们是在一起的。
However, in the time of Paul, we see there are many the Jewish people, also the Gentile people, they gather together.
哦，这对人的生活来讲是一个不可能啊，是一个很奇特，甚至是一个神迹。
And in the reality of man, this is something quite impossible, and we can even say this is a miracle.
因为那一道墙已经被拆毁了。
Because we see that wall has been broken down.
因为人都跟神和好了，所以也带来了人与人之间的和好。
Because we all have peace with God, this also brings about the peace between people and people.
这种的和睦是那么的真实。
And this kind of peace, is so real.
在他们的生活里头是充满着良善。
And in their life, their relationship is full of goodness.
在人来看，那是那么的美好。
And from other people's perspective, it seems so beautiful.
这种和平可以在我们的家里头。
And this kind of peace can exist in our homes.
这种的和平啊，可以在神的这个大家庭里头，在这个教会里头。
And this kind of peace can exist in this great family of God in the church.
这个是称义所要带给我们的果效。
And so this is the fruit of the effectiveness from justification.
这是一个被称义的人，他里头所拥有的一个潜能。
And this is the innate ability of those people who have been justified.
我们请再看罗马书第五章。
Turn back to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书五章第二节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 2.
第二节，我们又借着主耶稣因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
And through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
这里在讲到现在的恩典以及将来的荣耀。
Here talks about the grace that is in existing now and also the glory in the future.
这也是因为被称义而带来的果效。
This is also the effect of being justified.
保罗说，神甚至将他的独生子来赐给我们，他还有什么不赐给我们
？And Paul has told us that if God were to give us His only begotten Son, what other things will He not give us？
所以今天我们是完全的生活在神的恩典里头。
Therefore, today we truly, fully are living, under the grace of God.
在我们生活当中，我们也常常遇到一些对我们有恩典的人。
And in our life, often we will encounter these people who have shown grace to us.
有些人是在物质上面给我们很大的帮助。
And some people will help us in terms of material.
有一些人是我们在我们精神上给我们很大的安慰鼓励。
And some are those people who will help us emotionally to give us encouragement.
有些人是在信仰上给我们很大的扶持。
And some other in our faith, they will support and give us strength.
但是 人所能够给我们的，我们所能够得到的，常常也是总是很片段的。
But what people can give us or what we can receive from others, sometimes are very temporary and just last a little while.
所以我们很感激啊，但是总是还觉得不是那么的完整。
And we really thank them, but we still feel that it is not quite complete.
因为这个每一个人都是有限的。
Because each one of us, we are all very limited beings.
那今天我们又可以从神那里所得到的是一个完全的恩典。
But today, what we receive from God would be a complete grace.
所以保罗他也常常这样来祝福弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, Paul would also bless the brothers and sisters in such a way.
愿神的恩典完全的来临到你们。
May the grace of God be with you fully.
愿每一个人完完全全的来领受神的恩典。
May everyone receive the blessing and grace of God in an abundance.
我们看保罗的描述，帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Turn to the description of Paul in First Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章二十三节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵以魂以身子得蒙保守，在主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指摘。
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
最真实的我们是包括了我们的灵魂还有这个体。
The real self of all of us includes that of the spirit, soul, and our body.
那我们可以全然的来得着神的这个保守跟恩典。
And we can completely receive the protection and the blessing of God.
所以我们能够活出很真实的我，很美丽、很善良的我。
Therefore, we can live out a self that is very true, that is very good.
因为主耶稣要帮助我们，到他来的时候，我们是完全无可指摘。
Because the Lord will help us, so that before He comes, we will be preserved to be blameless.
我们每一个人都在这个过程当中。
And all of us, we are undergoing this process.
我们是生活在他这个这么大、这么伟大的恩典里头。
We are living in under such a tremendous grace of God.
那我们也要拥有将来的荣耀。
And also, more than that, we will also enjoy the glory in the future.
请看罗马书第八章。
Turn to the book of Romans, chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。十一节。
The book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 11.
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
But the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, and he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life in your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
这里就提到将来这个身体的复活。
And this talks about the resurrection of our body in the future.
靠着是圣灵的能力。
And this is by the power of the Holy Spirit.
这就是为什么圣灵是这么的宝贵，这么的重要。
This is why Holy Spirit is so precious and so important.
每一个人都需要来拥有这个复活改变的身体。
All of us need to have this body that is changed and transformed.
所以主耶稣所应许的圣灵是普遍性的恩赐。
Therefore, the promised Holy Spirit by Lord Jesus Christ, it is a gift that is given to everyone.
每一个人都能够领受的。
And everyone can obtain and receive this gift.
只要我们继续用心的来祷告、来祈求，总有一天会领受， 一定会领受圣灵。
And as long as we work hard and focus in our prayer, we will one day receive the Holy Spirit.
因为我们每一个人都要进入将来的荣耀里头。
Because all of us are going into the glorious future in the coming future.
再跳过来看二十三节。
And let's read verse 23.
罗马书八章二十三节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 23.
不但如此，就是我们有这个。我们这个这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
And not only that, but we also have the first fruit of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body.
每一个带着血肉之体的人，都会或多或少的。一些叹息在生活里头。
And all of us who have a physical flesh, fleshly body, will inevitably groan sometimes in our life.
所以需要神顾念我们，因为我们只不过是尘土所造的。
And therefore we need the protection from God, because all of us are created from dust.
带着这个血肉之体，我们有很多的限制。
With this physical body, we have a lot of limitations.
所以我们难免在生活当中有因为这个肉体而有的叹息。
So it's inevitable that in our life, because of our physical body, we all have groanings.
所以我们都等候着将来这个身体得赎。
So we eagerly waiting for this body to be redeemed.
像主耶稣复活，拥有一个荣耀的身体。
And just as Lord Jesus Christ, as He resurrected, He had this glorious, transformed body.
所以我们现在是暂时的，因为有这个肉体，有叹息，甚至有劳苦。
Therefore, now, because we have this body, physical body, therefore we groan temporarily.
但是今天我们已经被称义了，所以我们知道。将来我们要进入那荣耀里头。
But today we are justified, therefore we know in the future we'll enter into that glory.
再请看回罗马书第五章。
Turn back to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书五章第三节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 3.
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐。第四节，
verse 4.
忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
And not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope.
第五节，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
And now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has given to us.
在这里又谈到这个称义所带来的果效，就是要让我们被神的爱所充满。
And here tells us that the effectiveness of the of justified being justified is that we'll be filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为跟神之间的那个隔开的墙已经拆掉了。
Because the wall of separation between us and God has been broken down.
所以不但是跟一般人生活在神这种普遍性的恩典里头，我们更是。能够拥有被神的爱来充满。
And so not only we live in this
general grace.
The general grace of God, we are also filled by the love of God.
因为神创造一切，我们今天每一个人都在享受着阳光、雨水等等，这是神普遍性的恩典。普遍性的爱。
Because God has created everything, and all of us enjoy the sunlight, the water, and these are the general grace and blessing of God.
这些都很重要。
These are important.
但是我们知道，在现实的生活里头，有了这些，还是不够的。
But we know in reality, as we have all of these, it is not enough.
我们还需要被神的爱来充满。
We still need to be filled by the love of God.
我们都知道那个爱所带来的那种很奇妙、很神奇的力量。
Because all of us have experienced that power brought forth by love.
人世间的爱都有那么大的力量，更何况是从神来的爱。
And even the love that exists in our between men and men is so powerful. How about the love that comes from God?
很多的危险困难是因为有爱 而能够去面对，而能够去克服。
There are many difficult times that we can face them because of love.
有很多的挑战，并不是人世间的爱就能够帮得了我们。
And there are many challenges we face in life cannot be taken care of by the love in this world.
爱可以带来盼望。
And love will bring us hope.
但是我们更需要从神来的那种爱所带来的那一种真实绝对的盼望。
But we need a love from God that would really bring us the real and true hope.
这样子才能够让我们坦然的来面对一切的挑战。
So that we will be able to face all kinds of difficult challenges.
所以一个基督徒他不但在顺境的当中他在成长，就是在逆境当中他也在成长。
Therefore, a Christian, not only he will be able to grow in prosper times, he will be able to continue to advance even in difficult times.
我们也常常体会到、体验到在熬炼当中的那一种成长，它是更大的、更宽广的。
And many times we experience the growth in times of difficulty. It is the events is quicker, and it is the events is even broader.
所以在第四节说忍耐生老练。
Therefore, verse 4 tells us that perseverance produces character.
我们知道我们里头有神的形象。
And we know within us we have the character of God.
我们需要把那个潜能给它表现出来。
We have to express that innate ability.
所以神有时候就让我们在这一种不同的环境里头，让我们将那个形象给显示出来。
Therefore, through all kinds of different environments, God will allow us to express that image.
所以人就从我们身上来看到主耶稣的美好。
Therefore, other people can see and witness the beauty of Lord Jesus Christ.
让人看到说这是一个有神的特性形象的人。
So that other people can witness that this is a person with the character of God.
所以在旧约圣经有时候称那些先知为神人。
Therefore, in the Old Testament, people call some of the prophets the men of God.
在生活当中我们需要去胜过这个仇恨。
And in our lives, many times we had to overcome hatred.
人与人相处之间总是会有一些的误解，甚至得罪。而产生的这种不和睦，甚至是怨恨。
Between the relationship of men and men, due to misunderstanding, we will often have these dislikes, or sometimes it will become hatred toward each other.
要胜过仇恨，需要有很大的爱。
To be able to overcome hatred, a lot of times we need great love.
这种爱需要是神的爱来充满，才会有这么伟大的爱。
And the love must stem from the fullness of the love of God, so that we can express this kind of love.
约瑟被神的爱所充满。
And Joseph, he was filled by the love of God.
所以他原谅了他哥哥们。
Therefore, he was able to forgive his brothers.
他看到这个神的美好的地方。
He was able to see the goodness in God.
使徒行传第七章，这个斯提凡要被人家用石头打死。
And in the book of Acts, chapter 7, when Stephen was about to be stoned to death,
他所面对的那些，也不是他的兄弟，也不是他的亲戚。
Who he is facing at that moment was not, they were not his brothers and they were not his relatives.
但是他心中已经没有，他就要被打死了，他心中没有仇恨。
He was about to die because of them, and yet he has no hatred toward them.
因为他是一个被主耶稣的爱所充满的人。
Because he is a person who was filled by the love of God.
他为这些人来祷告，求神赦免他们。
He prayed on behalf of those people, asking God to forgive them.
因为他也知道这些人，因为他们不明白他们所做的事情。
For he knows that these people, they don't understand what they are doing.
这些人因为不懂，所以他们才会做出这种不合理的事情来。
And these people, because they don't know, therefore they are doing such an unreasonable thing.
但是更可贵的是，他能够踏出这，能够胜过啊这一个啊这一个仇恨的这一道墙。
And what's more important is that he was able to overcome that wall of hatred.
因为被主耶稣的爱所充满啊，所以我们的信心也能够更加的坚强。
And because we are filled by the love of God, therefore our faith can become more strong.
就像彼得所说的，那个比金金还要宝贵的信心。
Just as Peter has said, that faith is purer than gold.
有那么宝贵的信心，就没有什么不能够去面对、不能够去做的事情。
If we have such kind of faith, then there will be nothing that we cannot face.
请我们再看罗马书第五章第九节。
Turn to Romans chapter 5, verse 9.
第九节，现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him.
这个上半句话告诉我们，这个所谓的因信称义啊，它包括着主耶稣的宝血的这个项目。
And so this first part of the verse tells us to be justified, it is by the blood of Christ.
就是相信而且要领受耶稣宝血的这个洁净。
That is when we believe, and then we have to receive the cleaning from the blood of Christ.
所以因信称义，这个跟接受耶稣宝血的洗礼，它是有一个绝对的关系。
So to be justified has to do absolutely with the baptism of Christ.
那这里提到称义所带给我们的另外一个果效啊，就是要让我们免去神的愤怒。
And the other effect here tells us is to save us from the wrath of God.
因为我们不但拥有了一个称义成圣的身份，而且我们更是过着义的生活。
Because not only we are justified, we need to live a life of justification.
这也就是为什么我们心中充满着平安。
This is why in our life we can enjoy peace.
一个生活在愤怒的环境里头的人，他不会有平安的。
And a person who is living under anger, he will not enjoy peace.
所以我们常常互相勉励，在家庭里头不要常常充满这些争吵、愤怒的这种气氛在家庭里头。
Therefore, we have to encourage one another that in our family we cannot live under an atmosphere of anger.
因为这样子全家人都得不着平安。
Because if that were the case, none of the family members will enjoy peace.
为什么今天许许多多的人没有平安
？Why is it today there are so many people they do not enjoy peace?
因为是生活在神的这个愤怒里头。
Because they are living under the wrath of God.
人很多的言语行为是在累积积蓄神的愤怒。
There are many of our speech and our conducts. We are just piling up the wrath of God.
神是一再的来宽容人。
And God has great patience towards men.
但是人没有好好的来把握住神的这种宽容，人相反的是不断的在累积神的愤怒。
But we are not enjoying the patience of God, and yet we are piling up upon the anger and the wrath of God day by day.
所以这个所谓的不平安是会越来越多、越普遍的充斥在人的生活里头。
Therefore, this peace, unable to enjoy peace, will be filled in the daily lives of people.
因为人忽略了神的恩典、神的宽容。
Because these people neglected the grace and the patience of God.
我们看启示录第六章。
Turn to Revelation chapter 6.
启示录第六章十五节。
Revelation chapter 6, verse 15.
地上的君王、臣宰、将军、富户、壮士和一切为奴的、自主的，都藏在山洞和岩石穴里。
And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave, every free man, hid themselves in the caves in the rocks of the mountain.
这里说到人都要害怕的将自己躲藏起来。
Here says everyone, they are so afraid that they want to hide themselves.
16节
Verse 16.
向山和岩石说，倒在我们身上吧，把我们藏起来，躲避做宝座者的面目和羔羊的愤怒。
And said to the mountain and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne, from the wrath of the Lamb.
那个面对神公义的愤怒啊，那是极其的啊，极其的可怕的。
And so that when they face the righteous wrath of the Lord, it is quite scary.
巴不得岩石山倒在自己的身上，把自己盖住。
They want the mountains and the rocks to fall on them, to hide them.
17节
Verse 17.
因为他愤怒的大日到了，谁能站得住呢？
For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?
所以，这就是为什么会有越多的这种不平安。来充满在人的生活里头。
And this is the reason why there will be unsettling conflicts that exist in our lives.
但是我们能够免去神的愤怒。
But we can escape from the wrath of God.
圣经甚至说，为了我们，神会减少那个愤怒的日子。
And the Bible tells us because of our sake, the Lord will decrease the number of His wrath.
我们在那神愤怒的日子里头，我们能够勇敢的去面对。
And therefore, in our lives, that we will have this courage to face him.
因为我们是不但被称义，而且我们行义。
Because not only we are justified, we also practice justification.
甚至神用他特别的方法来保守我们。
And even God will use His special method to protect us.
就好像在埃及降十个灾害的时候，这些以色列人得到神的保守。
Just as when the Lord sent down the 10 plagues in the Egypt, God had kept the Israelites out of danger.
请我们再看回罗马书第五章。
If we turn back to the book of Romans, chapter 5.
第五章第三节一开始说不但如此。
And verse 3 here says, not only that.
第九节的下半句话说更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
And verse 9 tells us that much more than this that we will be removed from the wrath of God.
我们注意这种转折的口气，加强的语气，不但如此更要。
So we need to pay attention to these connections and these important phrases that not only that and more much more than.
这个就是在强调着称义所带来的果效。
It is to emphasize and to tell us the effectiveness of justification.
在罗马书第五章里头，我们稍微仔细的去念，还有这样的加强语气的出现。
And so in Romans chapter 5, we can find these emphasis in these verses.
那个就是称义所带来的果效。
And these are the effectiveness of being justified.
一起唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn together.
42首。
Number 42.
Wash me in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall shall be whiter than snow, whiter than the snow.